Blog Talk Radio.
Angelic advice for the world and you. Welcome to Messages from Margaret with Jerry Gavin.
Hey, everybody. Boy, we got to fix that. Hey, it's Mark Rawson, and we're waiting for Jerry to dial back in. He had a bad connection, so I'm going to kind of just hold the line for a few minutes. So you're listening to Messages from Margaret on Spiritual Connections Radio. We're on with Jerry every Tuesday of every week. This is a special show today. This is the All Margaret Show, with her basically sharing her special message for the month of September. And then basically Jerry and Margaret will be taking callers for the entire rest of the show. So we're really excited about that. I'm just going to step away for a second. And when I do that, I will be right back. Hold on, everybody. All right, so we're still waiting for Jerry to dial back in. He's got some technical difficulties this evening. We would like to be able to blame it on Mercury retrograde, but that's not going to work. So, you know, as everybody knows, we're outside the scope of that right now, so we're not impacted by that. But, you know, just kind of give some background, and depending on how long Jerry takes, I'll tell a little bit story about how I met Jerry. My name is Mark Rawson. I'm out of Texas, and I actually do the switchboard. If you call in for readings and stuff like that, I'm the one who's asking you for your name and also from what state you're from, because I fill in that information into the console. And I basically make sure that the show runs smoothly. Unfortunately, I can't help it if there's any phone dialing issues. And that's what Jerry is actually working on right now, to actually dial back into the show. So what is Messages from Margaret? If you're new to the show, and Jerry usually does this introduction in the first part of his show, Margaret is an angel. And Jerry, for a number of years now, has basically been able to go into a relaxation state and directly allow Margaret the angel to communicate through him, so that he's able to do a number of different things. Some of the stuff he does on the radio show, and then, of course, he has private work that he does, where he's able to work with clients remotely, and he does soul
retrieval.
Mark,
are you able to hear me?
Yeah, you're
Mark,
on the air right
here?
Now. Yeah, you're
Yay.
On the air right now with everybody. So,
hey, everybody.
So,
how are you?
Here we go.
All right. So we are having a little bit of technical issues coming up on my end over here, and I apologize for that. Mark and I were kind of able to tell as the show was coming on that we were having some problems. And, Mark, if you can let me know via headset if that happens again, but hopefully it will not. So hi, everybody. Welcome, Mark. Thank you so much for jumping in and letting people know what's going on. I kind of feel like when it would be like the Tonight Show if Jimmy Fallon didn't walk out and somebody was just there saying, like, well, Jimmy will be here and he does some really funny jokes and stuff. But thank you so much. So welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for coming and being here on the radio program tonight. If you are first time coming to the show, my apologies. This does not normally happen. We lost our internet connection, and that kind of took everything down for a moment, including my microphone. So right now, hopefully we are doing fine and everything is okay. If you've called into the show for your opportunity to talk to Margaret, this is a great time to do it, because today is our all call-in show. So other than the fact that Margaret is going to speak for just a little while on the topic of her message for the month of September, Other than that, she is going to be taking your calls for the entire remainder of the program, and we really look forward to that. So you guys who are tuning in for the very first time, who might be new to the show, welcome. The program is called Messages from Margaret. I am the host of the program, Jerry Gavin, and I channel an angel by the name of Margaret and have done so for getting close to 30 years now. And she delivers the most amazing messages of love and joy and understanding and compassion and all other kind of really, really cool stuff. And that's what we do every program. We deliver messages from Margaret that she might do, first of all, by way, as she's doing today, is something that might be something elemental for the month. Or maybe it might be a very special message that she has on a particular topic. And then every single show, we open it up to you guys. And what's great about Margaret's advice is that it is always very, very down to earth. So she kind of takes the most complex concepts and whittles them down to the most easily understood information that almost makes you feel like, oh man, I should have figured that out. That's like right there, you know? And that's the way I know I've been feeling about her for years and years and years. So that's what we will be doing. We'll be taking your calls. If you are coming back to the show and you're part of the loyal Hay House audience that followed us for 4+ years when we were on Hay House before we brought the program over, trying to expand it even further here on Blog Talk Radio, we welcome you as well, and I thank you so very, very much for being here and sharing this program with us today. It is great, great, great to have you here. Guys, one quick thing that I just did want to say, and that is that if you – I heard Mark mentioning as we were trying to get back on the air, and I could hear him talking in the background, he was talking about the fact that you can not only have the opportunity to talk to Margaret in public, in this situation of calling in the radio show, but there's the chance to talk to her in private as well. We do 45-minute readings. We also do soul retrieval, which is a method of bringing back your soul energy that you may have lost through trauma or just loving too much, where you basically wanted to be whatever that person in your life, whether it was your parent or your teacher or your lover or your spouse or your children even, wanted you to be. So you gave up who you were in order to be that person, or you lost soul energy through the traumas of abandonment or grief or betrayal or something of that nature. We can help you get that energy back. We also teach a wonderful course called the Soul-Based Business Course, and we have private coaching that is available as well. We do a 6-session intensive. The reason why I want to let you guys know all that before I bring Margaret through is that right now, as part of we just got, you know, I mentioned it in our newsletter. If you guys get the newsletter, please register for it. Just sign up, send me an email at jerry@jerrygavin.com. And through our newsletter that we send out almost every week, it is a way to find out great information about things that we're doing, where we're going to be. Also things about any kind of special savings that we're offering. And one of the things that came up very, very recently is that we got so many notes when we were doing the 50% partnership. What we refer to it is that we were taking 50% off the cost of our services. You guys were putting 50% into that then to be able to get that service at that 50% savings. So we were referring to it as our 50% partnership. I cannot tell you how many of you spoke to us during the readings or during the soul retrieval or sent us emails about the soul-based business course or the chance to do coaching with Margaret and said, if it were not for this, if it were not for that 50% savings, I wouldn't have done this, because there's always something that comes up that I have to spend money on, and, you know, something I have to take care of for my family or something that I have to take care of in terms of bills or other things. And when I would look at the total cost of it, I couldn't do it at that point in time because I just didn't have enough money together. But then you guys did this 50% savings, and it gave me the opportunity to have that direct conversation with Margaret, or it gave me that opportunity to do the soul retrieval work and get back my soul pieces, or the private coaching program, or to enter the soul-based business program and learn how to create this soul-based business that I always wanted to create, or help me to bring my soul more into the work that I wanted to do. And so, you know, we were at the point where at the end of August, we were going to stop all of the discount programs until probably around maybe the beginning of the year and do something for the new year. And part of that was because so many coaches that I know, that I am friends with, and colleagues were saying, Jerry, don't do more discounts. When you're doing discounts, it kind of, it hurts the value of the things that you're doing. And honestly, guys, when you say to me that there is no way that you could have done this if it were not for the fact that we did this discount, and more people are able to come to it, and more people are able to talk to Margaret, and more people are able to bring their soul home, and more people are able to get coach that helped them to start that business or move in a new direction or get the soul-based business program. When you say things like that, I don't know of a greater value that I could feel in my heart. So we are doing it again right now. We've set up some additional slots, additional opportunities to do it at nighttime and in the morning. There's just so much time, guys, that I physically kind of have available, and when those slots run out, you know, between now and the end of the year, then that is when the program will run out, and I know a lot of people are responding to it right now. But if this is your chance, if this is the thing that pushes you over and says, I got to do this reading now, I've got to, you know, set up my soul retrieval appointment, I've got to be able to do that, then please do take advantage of it. Go to the website. There's instruction on the website in every different category of how to take advantage of it. For the readings and the soul retrieval, all you have to do is put in the number 50 and then the word off, and it will automatically do that. For the other programs, there are special links, special PayPal links that will automatically take you to that that savings. And I thank you guys for letting us know this, because letting us know that it meant so much to you to be able to do this, sharing those messages, whether it is through the emails or the Facebook messages or saying it at the beginning of the session. I know sometimes I'll start off the session and I'll start to ask you questions and someone will interrupt me and say, I just got to tell you this. I just wanted to say thank you. And I can't tell you guys how much that means to me. It means the world to me, and that's why we're doing it again. And please do avail of it. You know, take advantage of that and get your soul pieces back. Talk to Margaret. Learn about how to start that business you've always wanted to do. And in the meantime, if you want to talk to Margaret tonight, all you got to do is call in on our guest line, which is 929-477-3653, 929-477-3653. And on that note, I am going to go ahead and bring Margaret through. Thanks again, everybody. Thank you for listening to the show. Thank you for reaching out to us and letting us be a part of your life and sharing what we do with you, because we love it and we hope that you love it. And we hope that it helps to change your lives and make them happier and more joyful and just incredible. So without any further ado, I am going to take a sip of some liquid here, and then I am going to bring Margaret through for you. Hang on just one second. Hello, dear ones, and welcome. It is so good to have the opportunity to speak to you again here today. I am hoping that everything is still going well so far as our connections are concerned, and I'm going to try our best to try to add a little bit of extra energy around them so that we can do everything possible to be able to take all of your calls and to share this message with you today. So let me just start something. And first of all, you know, I wanted to talk about this month, this wonderful month, which is September. And our love goes out to everyone who throughout the course of the end of last month and the beginning of this month has been dealing with all of the energies of the natural disasters and the things that have been occurring in fires and tornadoes and hurricanes and all types of other energy that is moving about so substantially. And for those of you who are in the United States who just yesterday were commemorating your memories of 9/11, we also send our love to you as well. For this month of September is filled with so many different things. It is filled with times of struggle that people are going through. It is filled with memories that are difficult memories, but it is also filled with hope. And hope is an amazing and wonderful thing. So the first part that fills it with hope so much is that it is the time when children are going back to school in late August and early September. Now, I know for so many of you, you who are students, it may not feel like a time of hope. Those of you that are parents might say, yeah, my children didn't feel that way. They were feeling as though it was a time of dread and please don't make us go. We don't want to go. But the thing is that in the beginning of each new school year, it is exactly that. It is a fresh start. It is a fresh opportunity to open up one's mind to new information. It is the fresh opportunity to expand your thinking and learn new things and move in new directions and have new knowledge that comes up. And the interesting thing, though, is that as adults, you don't necessarily, unless you are a continuing student, or a parent, because now you have to learn all these new things that your children are learning as well, and we commiserate so much with you for new math things, because I know Jerry is always trying to wrap his head around those things, trying to help the grandchildren. But adults don't have that same kind of a concept. You don't have a particular time of year that you look at and you say, well, at this particular time of year, it's going to be the time of new growth. It's going to be the time of new ideas. It's going to be the time that I have dedicated to move into this new direction. And so that was one of the reasons that when Jerry was contemplating this idea of continuing the savings program, I was very excited about that because for me, it made me feel like this was an opportunity for everyone in our audience to do the same thing, to enter the month of September anew, to do brand new things, to ask brand new questions, to come to me and have the opportunity to try to get brand new directions and insights and new thoughts about your life and ways that you might be able to navigate it and to understand the energies around it or to get your soul back so you can have brand new wonderful ways of experiencing life, or to join us for the Soul-Based Business Program, or join us for private coaching, so that all of these things would be your way to start anew, your way to start and move forward. And it was almost as though there was this scholarship then, if you will, that is going to help you with half of everything that you are going to do. And that, dear one, is what we so love to do. It is the method of being of service that Jerry loves to do. It is the method of being of service that I so love to do and I so love to bring to you. And that is the second aspect of what I wanted to talk to you about as we were talking about September. And that was this idea of service. Because September, at least here in the United States, starts out with a major, major holiday. And people really look forward to it in some ways because it is the last big party of the summer. In other ways, people hate it because it is the last big party of the summer in that sense, and they feel like the summer is ending. But it is the day that is called in the United States Labor Day, which is a celebration of workers throughout this nation. And my feeling, dear one, is that Labor Day really should not be called Labor Day. I feel that it should be called Service Day, because all of you, every single one in this listening audience who does anything of any help to any other person on this planet is doing some form of service. And all of you are doing an equally important service so far as your souls look down upon it, and so far as we look down upon it and the Creator looks down upon it, it is all equal. So you might be the president of a company, or you might be the cheerleader for a basketball team, or you might work at a fast food store, or you might be a research scientist who is seeking a cure for cancer, or you might be a stay-at-home mom who is taking care of your family, or you might be a soldier who is working in some faraway place under the concept that what you are doing is trying to protect those in the area where you are and trying to take care of those at home. And there is something that all of you dear ones share in common, and that is that regardless of the work that you are doing, all of you are in the service industry. Every single one of you are in the service industry. Every one of you are performing a task that will in some way assist in the life of another person. And in so doing that, you are performing an act of service. And this is really, really, really so very, very important. And I bring this to you, I bring this information to you because recently I spoke to someone who had moved from the restaurant industry to working in a craft store. She was now working in a craft retail store. Now, we might see the restaurant industry, because it is called a service industry, as being a service industry job. But what I was explaining to her is her position at the craft store was just as much. In this new job, she was serving the needs of people who were very creative people, and who had the desire to find a way to express that creativity. And she was helping them to do that. She was helping them to find a way to make themselves happy by expressing that creativity, to make themselves happy by finding a way to do those things that they truly desired to do. And she was helping them to jumpstart a process of joy by serving them in the same manner as she did when she was waitressing. So I have a concept that I wanted to share with all of you as to how you might be able to take the example of the service industry, of going to a restaurant, for example, and use that example as something that you could take into your form of work to bring you more joy in whatever job that you are doing or whatever thing that you are doing, and bring more joy to those people who you are serving. So think about it for a moment. Think about when you go to a restaurant and you're looking to have a wonderful restaurant experience, you are greeted by a host who finds out about what your seating preferences might be, if you have any special needs, if you have children, if there's anything you need to be taken care of. And that helps you to set a wonderful expectation as to what this experience is going to be like. And then that person even tells you how long you have to wait for this experience to begin. Maybe that experience is going to begin right away. Or maybe you might have to wait for a little while for that experience to begin. But in the meantime, you can take a comfortable seat in this area. You might be able to wait outside. You don't have to keep coming in and ask. They'll even give you this handy little device that will light up happily to tell you when it's your turn. Or maybe you might even want to go to the bar and start your experience off. And once your experience starts, now you are being given to a server. Even the word says, I am going to take care of you. I am a server who will be at your beck and call throughout the rest of this experience. And let me first go deeper into your dining needs. And let me tell you about all the things that are special tonight that we have for you that are different from our normal things that you might really enjoy. But these are the special things that we've made just for you in mind tonight. And then if those are things that you might not like, here are all of the other things that we have been creating because we know that people really like them. And so we want to make sure that you can enjoy these things. So in other words, they will serve you. They will be there. They will be solicitous, but they will give you space for you to have your own experience. And some of the very best servers that you have ever met are the ones who carry their joy and enthusiasm into their conversations with you. And they make you feel like they are truly interested in you. See, the purpose of the restaurant experience is to make you feel special, waited on, important, not only to the wait person, not only to the server, but to the rest of the restaurant as well. And you love that experience. You love that opportunity to be treated in that special manner. And as a matter of fact, when that happens, you are even willing to pay more for that experience. And you might say, well, no, I'm not going to pay more. I'm not going to do that. But actually, there are some restaurants that you do pay more because the experience of the restaurant alone is enough that they may charge a little more, and you might pay that for the experience of the restaurant. But in addition, when you really love someone who is a server who takes care of you, you tip them even better than you might someone else who doesn't. So the overall cost of your experience is more, but you are happy to do it because it is an experience that you've loved and made you feel valued. And if you approach any work that you do, any service that you provide in the same manner, you're going to find, dear ones, that you can actually begin to elevate your tasks that you are doing from labor to service. Whether you are working from home or managing the needs of a Fortune 500 company, I want to share with you three things that you can do to see yourself as truly being of service. The first thing, dear ones, is to think about who you are serving. Think about that customer. Think about your company. Think about your bosses or your owners or your family that profits from the service that you are providing. And think about how each task that you are doing directly benefits all of them. Think about how each person's life, your client, your company, your bosses, your owners, your family, yourself, is a little better because of what you do. And then you will feel a little bit better for having done these things. The second thing is imagine how you could make the experience of this labor better. What could you do that would make your customers, your clients, your bosses, your company, and your family feel more special? What will make you have them feel like you feel in the restaurant when you're having that experience there, that the people taking care of you really do care for you, you know? For example, have you often found yourself when you're frustrated with your family saying something like, you know, I work hard to feed and take care of this family, and you guys should listen to what I'm saying. You should appreciate more the things that I do. Or might you actually say something like, it is an honor to be part of this family. It is an honor to serve this family. It is an honor to be able to give what I'm able to give to you. Imagine how differently someone might feel about how they're treating you if you are telling them that it is an honor to serve them as opposed to it is a pain in the butt to go to work every day and have to make the money to support them. And think of your labor. Think of your work. Think of your service in framing of like a menu of service. How can you start off the experience with something that will make your customer, your boss, your family feel like you want them, which is kind of the appetizer? What's this thing that draws them in? And what you can do then is create the main course of your service so delightful so that even though they think you could not do more, there's something more that you have to give. So even for your family, even though you might have worked hard during the day and they realize that you do everything that you do, maybe there's something that you could come back with, something that you could bring home. Maybe there could be that suggestion of something you might want to do that night, the movie or the special thing that you could rent on television, or that thing that you could do at your job that would make your employees, your fellow workers, it can be that silly thing like the box of Joe from Dunkin' Donuts or the Munchkins or something that lets them know that you really value everybody who's on that team with you. And when you do that, they become so happy that the love that they return to you becomes just like dessert. So ponder my words. Think about that the next time you go to a restaurant. Watch the way that experience is taking place, because restaurants are very much a metaphor for life. Life is about wanting to be treated in a certain way, and restaurants actually create that experience. They create a good taste in your mouth. They whet your appetite for more. They bring you your favorite things that you get to dine on, and then they bring you dessert and the perfect opportunity to enjoy the end of that experience. And then on top of all of it, sometimes you even get to bring some of that home in a doggy bag and get to repeat that experience the next day when you go to work and you take your lunch with you. Think about that, dear ones. How can you be of better service to all of those that you love, all of those that you're associated with, all of those here on the planet? And when you think of things that way, when you think of doing it as though you were a server and this was a service, you're going to feel your life shift, and the energy that is going to be coming back to you is going to be the best tip that you have ever, ever received. And on that note, it is time to go to the telephone line. So I would love to begin by taking your calls. And what we're going to do is we are going to start with Michelle, who is calling from Wisconsin. Hi, Michelle, you are on the air. How are you? How can I help you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very, very good. How might I help you? What's going on today?
I was just wondering if you see that I'm on my life, right life path, path or my soul purpose, if there's anything I should be doing, maybe my guide space.
So let's talk about that for just one second, because it's such a great question, Michelle, because it's such a wonderful question in terms of how that goes out to everybody else who's listening to that, because so many people who reach out to us have that question. How am I doing? Am I on my life's path? Am I doing my life's purpose? And to all of those people that we speak to, we always ask the question back of, well, what do you believe your life path to be? What makes you happy? What are you enjoying in this process? And I want to share with you, Michelle, when you are doing something to be of service, and again, mm-hmm. everything you do is being of service, and that thing that you're doing is bringing you joy, or it is underwriting, paying for your ability to do that thing that can bring you joy, then you are on the right path, you know? So, for mm-hmm. example, if you are working at a job that may not be the end-all be-all of everything that you really want to do, but that job is giving you the finances to do so many things that you would really like to do and to experience those things that make you happy, whether it would be courses or going on vacations or all different other things in your life that bring you joy, then the way to look at that thing that helps to bring you joy is not that, oh, this is the drudgery I have to do and eventually I'll get to take time off and do this, which I love, but rather to look at it as, this is the thing that helps me to have all of those wonderful, joyous experiences. So how can I like shift the energy around and do this in a more joyful way? So what, Michelle, are you doing right now that's bringing you a lot of joy?
Just a lot of things. My job does bring me a lot of joy. I help a lot of people, and that brings me joy. And I paint, that brings me joy. And I'm like, my whole life is about helping people. Like, that's all
right.
I ever really want to do. So,
and every aspect of what you're doing brings you joy. So when you are doing something in your life where major parts, if not all of your life, is bringing you joy, that is what your soul comes here to experience. Your soul wants to experience as many experiences as you might possibly be able to have so that you can figure out a way to derive as much joy from this lifetime as you possibly can derive. And if you are doing that, Michelle, and you can describe your life to me in the manner that you are doing, how can you not be on the right path that your soul then desires? Does that make sense?
Okay. Mm-hmm. It does. I think so. I guess I just wanted to know if there's anything else I should be doing, or I don't know.
If you are living your life in joy, all right, and you are predominantly creating the energy of joy, and there is something you should be doing, the only thing that you would be saying that there's anything you should be doing is something that would bring you additional joy. And when you are creating the energy of joy around you, like energy attracts like energy. So if that thing is going to happen, Michelle, you are going to attract it to you because that's the energy you're putting out. You know, it would be as though you are like the person who goes to the restaurant and every single thing you order is amazing, right? And you're loving the food and you're loving the food and you're loving the food. And so because you're ordering all these things, and maybe you might order some unusual dishes and things, somebody might come along, waitress might come along, or the waiter might come along and may say to you, you know what, Michelle, you should try this. You may not like it, but you may. I'm just looking at all the other experiences that you've tried, and you really seem to enjoy them, and I really seem to enjoy this experience, so maybe you might want to try this. And suddenly you have this all new experience that someone else suggested you try because they saw how happy you were with all your other experiences, and you have this brand new experience open up for you. That is the nature of your life, Michelle. And if you just keep allowing it to evolve in that manner, you're just going to keep being happy. And that is just the whole thing. Just enjoy. Enjoy everything you're doing. Allow yourself to only get involved in things that you enjoy. And all you're going to do is keep attracting more of the same. All right, dear one?
Thank you so much.
So keep up the good work. You're doing awesome.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. You're very
Thank
welcome.
You, Baba.
Have a great night. Bye-bye.
You
now.
Too.
Let's go to you, who is calling, I believe, from Virginia. Is that right, you?
Yes, that's correct. How are you, Angel Margaret?
I am very well. How are you doing tonight, you?
I'm just in bliss listening to your introduction because there's so many synchronicities that came into play when you were talking. And I wanted to ask, I did a very powerful interview last month that is on YouTube, and I wanted to see how that might be received by the world. I hope it will go to as many places as it can to tamp down the chaos. But my birthday is actually September 22nd. My last name has global recognition in the food service field, so the restaurant industry. My whole big life mission is working on transforming economics, education, politics, and religion, and feeding people body, mind, and spirit. And I think also when it was mentioned about Jerry and the life coaches being concerned about him giving the 50% discount. What are they going to say when my strategies come out where the people that even interact with someone like Jerry with the strategy where they can not only pay less but get all their money back and make more money on top of that and benefit the person teaching them that with passive income that will continue to grow at the same time. So fascinating thing that I'm doing. And
I think you will quite literally blow the minds of those coaches who are looking at, you know, it is an interesting thing, because even as Jerry spoke of that particular situation, when your desire is to be of service and your desire is to do something that is of a good nature. So for example, if we were to say that if you pay full rate for a course, we will donate 50% of those profits, what difference does that make than to say, if you pay 50% of this course, we will donate those profits back to you so that you can profit from those things and be able to utilize this information and expand your life? And that, you, is very much kind of what you are saying. And I want to say this about your interview, and that is that do not wait by any means for others to bring that interview to the forefront because of being shy about it, because it is an interview for you. Do you know what I mean? No pun intended with your name, but that it is your interview. Sometimes what happens, and I know Jerry has been gone through this himself, is that he may do something that he's very proud of, and then he hopes someone will jump on the bandwagon. He hopes someone will, who loves it and is so affected by it and who may have some notoriety in the field, will turn around and really, really support it, so that their support will turn around and be able to get the word going. And the truth is, you, the first person who really needs to get this out there is going to be you, H-U-G-H, you. You need to be the one who is bringing it out there through whatever means that you can do it, through interviews that might take place. Please do me a favor. You send the link to the interview to Jerry so that he might be able to watch it and then to
Yes, I most definitely will. I'll have somebody do that. Yeah. I don't do anything inbound or outbound myself on the internet, but I just wanted to interject this one short poem that is not part of the interview, but it's something that I have as another opportunity to help people think differently and act differently. It's a three-line poem that I developed as a motivation in my life. The poem is discussed as a weapon against terrorism. It's in the President Ronald Reagan Library. Maya Angelou commented on my poem, and currently I'm looking to use it to help the people of Haiti who can't help themselves. It's titled Caring, Sharing, and it reads, if you dare to care, then share. If you share, pay heed. God will reward every good deed. It sort of sums up what life should be all about, and if you contemplate it, it will force you to take an action to help somebody less fortunate than yourself, and when you do that, you're actually blessing yourself. And that is all on a blog, the word creativity777.com, which has a picture of my earth angel wife, who blessed me with the lesson of unconditional love. She transitioned in January 2007, but that's what I say we all incarnate to learn, is unconditional love, as we learn it to be a blessing to others, especially those who can't help themselves. And I thank you so much for the wisdom that you gave me in this conversation.
That poem is absolutely beautiful. Again, would you send that to Jerry as well, along with where that is located, so that he can also post that and share that information? It is a beautiful, beautiful poem. And trust that there are many angels that are out there that are helping and desiring to get this word out. But you have to start. You have to be so proud of what you did, because you can be so proud of it. And the desire to share it, the desire to share it with everyone and anyone, is what is going to start this energy moving. And it is a beautiful piece of work, so it will move along. But get your information to Jerry, because I think it may make for a very interesting interview between you and he as well.
And if Mark is still listening, if Mark can pick up on me, because I have some things related to Texas I think he'd enjoy.
All right. Mark, if you have heard that, we will put him back on the headsets here, and hopefully the two of you can get to speak.
I always
thank
say
very
if anybody
much
can't do anything else, they can pray. That will raise the consciousness, and God will put the ego in check where it needs to be. Thank you so much again.
And we will add to that by saying, no matter what anyone does, pray, because that is the first and foremost action that bands your energy together. So thank you, you. I'm so happy that you called in today. So we are going to move from our telephone call with you, and we are going to move to Lisa, who is calling us from Connecticut. Hi, Lisa. Are you there?
Hi. Thank you so much.
Hi, Lisa. It is so good to speak with you. How might we help you tonight?
I'm wondering what I'm not doing and I should be doing, and what I shouldn't, what I'm doing that I shouldn't be doing to move my life forward.
Okay, that is a loaded question. I will explain
sorry
to you why it is loaded. No. Don't be sorry at all, but I want to just explain something about the nature of the question. The nature of the question, Lisa, puts you in an energetic position of feeling as though you are wrong. It is looking at your life and saying, where I am in this place of life is because of things that I have either done or not done. And while we are always very much on the front line, as you know, in telling people to have the responsibility for their life and their actions, there are other things, Lisa, that are also at play. And in this particular situation, in your situation, a great deal of what is at play is not just based on what you have done or haven't done, or the feeling that no matter what I do, and I know sometimes you go through this, Lisa, no matter what I do, it's not the right thing. You know, if I do this, it doesn't work. If I do this, it doesn't work. Like, why isn't this working? Or I do this and it does work, and then it works for just a little bit of time. It has to do, Lisa, with energy. And energy, when you experience things in your life that create a certain level of energy in you and around you, and you lose certain levels of soul energy and different other things happen, it causes you to attract certain patterns of energy into your life that causes you to repeat certain energetic situations. So in other words, if you are a child and you go through situations of betrayal and abandonment, or being made to feel less than, or being made to feel not as important or overly important, or whatever might be a situation in life, what winds up occurring is that that energy will follow you as you go through your life in other experiences, because you are attracting to you that same energy. And so there are various things that can be done to help to release that energy. But are you, Lisa, by any chance, have you already been exposed to, or are you aware of the video series that Jerry did that's called the Care and Maintenance of the Soul? Have you seen those videos by any chance?
No, I have not.
May I ask a favor of you? Could you email Jerry and ask him if he could please send you the links for that video series? And could you ask him also if he could send you the links to the soul exercises? These are a series of free exercises that are there to help you to ground and to release other people's energy that you are holding on to within your body. And a lot of that energy, Lisa, is energy that you're holding on to because of the desire to make other people happy, the desire to have other people see you in the right light, you know, and to do whatever you could do to make them happy, because if they were happy, then hopefully they would love you. Does that make sense as I'm saying that? Can you kind of feel that?
Yes.
As I'm saying that to you?
Wait, I
so
love my life.
When you do that, exactly. And so when you do that, what you're not realizing, Lisa, is that you are actually taking their energy, bringing their energy into you so you can become what they want you to become so that they will love you. And when you're doing that, you are releasing your own energy so that your own energy then leaks into the energy field around you and then eventually out of you, so that you're losing the core of who you are and becoming who they would like you to be. And that's part of what becomes so frustrating for you and why you go through this, I don't know what it is that I'm supposed to do, because it's like when you're trying to make decisions, dear one, it's like there are 20 different voices in your head that are telling you what to do, you know? All these different voices of all these different people all through your life that you have listened to try to figure out how to make them happy. And now even if they're not around, that's still a part of your thinking process. So if you could send that email to Jerry, Jerry with a G at jerrygavin.com, he will send you the exercises. He'll send you the links to the videos. Please, please, Lisa, start the exercises right away. Start the grounding exercise as soon as you get it, because the grounding exercise is something you do for 5 days in a row. It only takes 7 minutes. It's not long at all. It's a guided meditation. It's easy as can be. The music is beautiful, and it will immediately after you do it, you will feel as though you have more strength. You will feel as though you've drained stress and negativity out of you. You will feel stronger. Within 5 days of it, you will feel strong enough that when you do it on the sixth day, you'll be ready to do the next exercise, which is tapping to let go of other people's soul energy. And it won't let go of all of it from your whole life, but you'll start to let go a little bit each time. And then the videos will help you understand more. They're so down to earth. They are explained so simply and in such a down to earth manner that I think they will really help you. But for now, just start with that. Other than that, again, I will say what I said in the beginning. The things that make you happy, not because they make other people happy, but because they make you happy, stick with those things. Write them down. Make sure you remember what they are. Those things that are about not making someone else happy, but making you happy. And as you start to make these movements towards grounding and releasing a little bit of energy, you're going to begin to notice, Lisa, that there's going to be a slight shift in your energy, and then a little more, and then a little more, and then a little more. And then you'll start to feel a little more clearly what it is that you want and what it is that everyone else wants from you. Does that make sense?
A lot of sense. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. You're so welcome. And you will enjoy it. All of those things I talked to you about, they're all free. They're all right there for you to get going with right away. Okay?
Thank you.
You're so welcome. All right. Bye-bye, dear one. Have a wonderful night. So let us jump over to Sonia, and she is calling from Pennsylvania. Hi, Sonia, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you today? How might I help you? Yes,
I'm
how might
good,
I help you, Sonia?
Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I had a career-related question. It's regarding a second interview that I had earlier today for a job. And the first interview went pretty well, and so did the second one. And, you know, I met with a higher-up manager today, and we had about a 45-minute chat. And I think he was very pleased with my, with the interview overall. But, I know a lot of interesting things came up, like salary range, and I was allowed to ask about benefits, which is very unusual, you know, in a second interview. But nonetheless, I was wondering about, you know, if you saw them like making me an offer, or what you're picking up, you know, as far as this.
Well, I think that they are certainly interested, and that's the reason why you are finding that there are conversations taking place as took place, which is trying to get a sense of what you are looking for and what may be the situation of offering a position to you. I am not entirely certain if they are ready to make an offer yet. I think there may very well be other candidates at this point that the similar conversation is taking place, and that's kind of a weeding process to make sure that the person that they're talking to is within the range of what they are looking for and have available for this particular position. They are handling the interview process a little bit differently, and that is actually a smart idea, because what many, many companies do is they get down to a person that they really, really, really want for a job, and then they make the decision to talk salary and find out that that person that they really, really, really want, they are absolutely right to really, really want them, because that person values themselves highly and they are looking for a certain amount of money to be able to do the job. And so that's why I think they're handling this very correctly.
Well, what they told me right off the bat, the higher-up manager, he said he was, like, actually relieved. He said, oh, wow, that is certainly absolutely within our budget, because,
absolutely.
If it's something going to be excessively high, like if you want $80,000 or not, that's not going to happen. So I'm like, I didn't really say anything much, but that's what he told me. Like, he was actually pleased when I said that range.
Mm-hmm. And that was great. And so you are definitely in the running for this position. All I'm just saying, Sonia, is I'm not saying that you're not in a good position to get it. I think you're in a very good position to get it. It is just that they have some decisions to make on their end relative to other people that have been interviewed for the position, but you are definitely among the one of two top contenders at this point. And my suggestion I would make to you is I really want to urge you to begin to say to yourself the affirmation of, why is it so easy for me to stop thinking about this job? Why is it so easy for me to let go now and allow the process to take place? Because the most important thing you can do right now is to just know that you did everything that you could possibly do. And you did, Sonia. You did an amazing job. There is nothing more that you could have done that would have added to this situation. All you can do right now is certainly to send a thank you email, or I would even suggest
that.
If you
I did
wonderful.
That within half an hour of the interview, within half an hour.
Fantastic. And so you've done everything that you can do short of walking back to the place and dropping a thank you note with the receptionist, which, since you did the thank you email, would be overkill. So you did a good job.
Well, the thing is that even if I wanted to, I couldn't walk in, because the company is based all over in Arizona and the job is a technical job, it's remote. So unless I hopped in a plane, which
sure.
I was not going to do just to drop off a note, that would be very, very far away from me.
Well, and that's kind of the point that I was making, which would be overkill. So it's
right,
not something that you would do or want to do. So, Sonia, just know that you are in a wonderful position. You are definitely among the top contenders. You stand a very, very good chance of getting this position.
Do you know, like, because I just heard that he said the other manager will, you know, at some point reach out. I didn't want to ask when, but I didn't want to seem too pushy. Do you think, do you know, like, by when I should be hearing back something, anything?
I think it will be within not this week, but next week. It may still be this week, but it will probably be sometime next week. And if you don't hear back by next week, it would be fine for you to call, you know, because by next week in your calling, you're just calling to say, I am so excited about this job. And I'm so hoping, you know, that you will positively move in my direction. Is there anything else that I could provide? Is there any other information that you might need? Because that way you will show your enthusiasm. But give it until the beginning of next week, okay?
Okay.
On
all
that
right,
note,
you.
Dear one, I want to run because we have just time for one more call. So thank you so much, Sonia. I just want to jump over and take Lori, who is calling from Florida. Lori, how are you doing? How is everything going in your at your home in Florida? Is everything good there?
Everything is good. Thank you for asking. For anybody
good.
Who's
you are very
an
welcome.
Angel listener, I do ask angels for help, and they do help me.
I'm very happy to hear this. So how might I help you tonight?
Yes, pretty much like the tone of your callers, I desire to have a job that I've interviewed for, have gotten my foot in the door, one foot at a time, and the lady's name begins with the letter R. Amazing, great energy, and we were very much in sync. Do you see this flourishing as I would like it to, and as she also, we both raised each other's vibration. We were both in a very high vibration, and I want to see that through.
Mm-hmm. Again, I would say to you, Lori, I think that this is a very, very good possibility. It looks to be something where the energy between the two of you works extremely well. Within the structure of the company, there are some details that need to be worked out. If those details work out, then it is very, very likely that you will be able to work in the company. If they don't work out, it may postpone the hiring of a position, but it does not mean that that would not happen for you then in the future, of course, unless you were doing something else. There are just some internal questions that the company is working on right now, not at the level of your interview, but at a different level, but they seem as though they will be able to come to some positive fruition, and I think that that may very much work in your favor. And on that note, dear one, I have to ask if we may be able to go ahead and end the show. Mark, who is kind enough to help us again on the back end of the program today, has his own radio show, who is going to be coming up in just a little while, and I urge all of you to look for that. I don't know if Mark mentioned it earlier. Mark, would you come on the air for just one moment and let them know about your television program? I'm not sure if Mark is hearing me. So if he is not coming on, then he may not be there to do so. But I am going to end the program here on this end and thank all of you once again for being here and sharing the program with us. Call us back next week if there is anyone whose calls that I was not able to make. Rosa Maria, if you would like to reach out to us via email or via the Facebook page. T, I also noticed you were there from New Jersey. Whomever might have called in, we would love to hear from you again right here on Messages from Margaret. Bye, everybody.